You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. Hi, friends. It's been a few weeks since I've checked in with you, and I'm really, really happy to be connecting with you in this way. I am still in Del Mar. We extended our trip a week, so I've got a couple more days here, and then I'll be heading home. And I, the last episode that I recorded, I know that I was really in it. I was asking a lot of questions around, you know, what are we doing for school? Are we going to be moving? I think those were the main decisions, which have felt like just huge topics of conversation. And Kenny and I have actually gotten quite a bit of clarity since being away from our house and away from LA for a few weeks. We've been down here in northern San Diego. And so I want to share with you kind of what those decisions are and how we're moving forward. And also just, you know, give you my own personal kind of where I feel like collectively we are at energetically. And obviously every individual person is going through, you know, ups and downs in their own timeline and in their own way. But I always feel into like the collective and just want to share kind of my thoughts on that. First and foremost, I have to say that making decisions gives me life. You know, like I am such a planner, and I know that so many of you can, probably really resonate with this. Being in just that indecision and being in the gray and, just the challenging conversations, you know, with partners. And I've been having really hard conversations with Kenny, and it takes a toll. And I kind of shut down for the first about 10 days that I was here in Del Mar. So we're planning on being here for 2 weeks. We ended up extending our trip a week. And the first 10 days or so, like we were just not seeing eye to eye. And we weren't really talking about it. Kenny tends to kind of shut down when he's processing and really go inward, whereas I want to talk everything through. And my parents were here, and my nanny was in and out. And so we had a lot of support, which was amazing. And yet still somehow we weren't just finding time for each other. And so I guess this is some, you know, relationship conversation as well. Around like the 12-day mark, 10 or 12-day mark, like it was like we finally like connected and talked. And it didn't mean that we were, you know, fully in agreement, but we just hearing where he's at and being able to really voice where I'm at on certain things was just so clearing. And, you know, he said, you know, Heidi, I feel like it's obvious, like it's like he can't find the energy to talk. And we're actually seeing the similar pattern in Harrison. And I'm just shaking my head even as I'm sharing this because I'm like, oh my God, my little guy is becoming my husband. Like, Mom, do I have to like actually talk about it? Like, don't you already know? And you know, the reality is it's, at least for me, like I need to hear it, even if I think it, even if we've been together for so long that I know what he's thinking or I know his perspective. I'm talking about both Kenny and Harrison at this point. I need to hear the words. I need to hear Kenny's process, his thinking. And so whenever we just can actually talk it out, which is a struggle with him sometimes. He just, you know, I just was like, okay, like exhale, thank you. This feels so much better. And we've been able to navigate some difficult conversations and questions that have been up in the air. So, you know, if you didn't listen to kind of where I was at before, feel free to go back and listen to the most recent episode. But you know, just with everything changing with COVID, the rules in Los Angeles, and furthermore, you know, almost the entire state of California, I know that a lot of this is happening nationwide. I know it's happening internationally as well in certain cities. You know, there's just so many questions of our kids going back, am I homeschooling? And you know, I know that every single school grade has its own challenges with this. I think, you know, the older kids and high schoolers, it's just like the reality that, you know, the kind of the social connections aren't there at school is just absolutely heartbreaking. For us personally, having Harrison go into kindergarten and, you know, he just turned 6 and being on a Zoom is just like, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. And so I'm really grateful that we do have options, that we do have, you know, we do have means to look at different options, which I know a lot of people do not have. And so I've been internally struggling with what is that going to look like? And just knowing the kid that Harrison is, like, he needs structure. He needs consistency. He needs to be challenged academically. He's extremely bright. And, you know, social cues and like just kind of fitting in socially with his peers is not one of his strengths. So trying to kind of force that on Zoom, it's like it's just not going to happen. And I can feel him just like rebelling, you know. It's like on one hand, it's two separate subjects. Like, are we moving and what's happening with school? But you mamas know, like, it's actually very connected. Because if we move, that changes up the school conversation. So there's these two conversations happening between Kenny and I. And I have to tell you that when I got down to San Diego these, you know, almost 3 weeks ago now, oh my goodness, I just exhaled. I just absolutely exhaled. And it wasn't really because I was on vacation. I think we needed a change of pace. We needed to just change it up. We are used to traveling quite a bit. And, you know, everyone in the world is feeling this. Everyone is feeling like, I need to go somewhere. And so I didn't realize how much we needed to go somewhere until we actually went somewhere. But on top of that, energetically, I'm, you know, it was a really different kind of vibration the minute we got here. It felt like people weren't on edge. There wasn't this like mass, like, I don't know, just like, just felt like this like fear or this like grid just like wasn't really present as it is in Los Angeles, or at least I'm experiencing it in LA. And it was like people were just doing their thing. They're spending time at the beach. They're social distancing at the beach. They're wearing their masks to go inside to go pick up food or to go inside of a store or at the grocery store. But it just, I don't know. I just like this edge that I'm very much feeling where I live is not present here. So immediately I was able, just my whole nervous system was able to relax. Our whole family just fully downshifted and relaxed. Harrison's been in the ocean every single day. He's been in surf camp. And, you know, Kenny's been sleeping great. Gracie, I was nervous about her sleeping because she doesn't sleep when we go away often. And I planned it and I brought every single one of her pieces in her crib. You know, it's like I just made her this, like, I rented a crib. So that she could have a full-size crib. And I just literally made her this like super cozy little bedroom with her sound machine. And she has slept awesome. I'm just going to take it all in for a minute here with you and just really receive how much our family needed this time and how well we are doing here. And so with that, you know, as I have really been feeling this call to move out of LA, I just feel so good here and my family feels so good here. And so I have been, you know, I'm like, Kenny, we could move here. And there's a lot of layers to this, and so I'm not going to go into every single detail because you don't all need to hear it. I think the point is that what I know in talking to a lot of my girlfriends and clients is that a lot of us are asking these bigger questions of, do I want to live where I currently live? And do I want to be, you know, in the house that I live in? And do I, like, what does this all look like moving forward, or at least for the foreseeable future? And the challenge for us is, you know, we are very attached to our house in LA. We built that house from the ground up, and it's like it literally has like my heart and soul in it. I built it. It was like my dream. And what's ironic is that it was literally like my dream, my intention, my manifestation. And now Kenny is feeling really attached, which I understand. It's a really beautiful space. And yeah. So there's a lot of other factors as to why, you know, his family is from there. He grew up there. I mean, obviously his business is there, but no one is taking any meetings right now. Like everybody is, you know, doing things on Zoom, and it's only an hour and a half away. And so there's all of this conversation between him and I around moving or not. And so while we've been down here, we've been looking at real estate, and we have been really like there's several different little pockets and neighborhoods, and we're just really understanding the benefits and the, you know, all those things, and really educating ourselves on the market and what it would look like, and then just playing out all these different scenarios. And in the meantime, I was connected through a friend of a friend with this woman that is doing a pod for kindergartners, and it just with the you know a great teacher, and it just felt like it feels like an amazing opportunity and a really 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 good fit for Harrison for this year back up where we live in Santa Monica. So it's like all these different factors are like, are we saying yes to that? Are we going to consider moving? Are we going to maybe rent our house and rent something down here? And so what Kenny and I have just really agreed upon at this point is, and I'll say this first, I don't want to go home. And like, I didn't want to go home, and I was being a little dramatic about it. Like, I just don't want to go home. I really am like vibe being high. Like, it is really in alignment for me to be down here. It feels really in alignment. And as I was talking to one of my mentors, you know, she reflected back to me like being in alignment is one of your highest values. And I'm like, of course it is. I created a course called Align Higher, right? It's like, it's what I'm all about is really tuning in to what's true for you, what is true for you and what is of your highest and best. And the challenge is that what's also very much in alignment for me is to honor my husband and to respect him and to not force him into, you know, making decisions, and to really allow him to, you know, be a man and like be the king that he is, and really come to his own conclusions and his own decision-making process, which I have known and I have seen time and time and time again in our life, that is much, much different than mine and on a very different pace than mine. So what we have decided as of now is that we are going home on Sunday. We're going home in a couple days, and we're enrolling Harrison in this pod in Santa Monica, and he will start that in the beginning of September. We're really looking forward to getting him into a groove, to getting him out of the house, having like that routine again, which, you know, as so many of you can understand, what we've been doing over the last 4 and 5 months, well, it has worked for us. It's not sustainable. Like, it's not sustainable for him to, you know, like just not have like any type of structure. And really try and get a clear understanding of like what we could get for our house and you know, the residential market. For those of you that, you know, Kenny's in the commercial side of things. So we need to talk to some of our friends in residential real estate and blah, blah, blah. So we're going to go home. We're going to educate ourselves. We're going to enroll Harrison. And, you know, we'll look at come spring Is it time to sell our house and make the official move down here? In the meantime, I'll probably be spending a lot of time down here. I'll come down here on long weekends with the kids. Hopefully Kenny will come with us. We'll just do long family trips and kind of stay in different parts of North County down here to get a really good idea of where exactly we would want to be, where we'd want to buy, etc. So that was a little long-winded, but I know a lot of you follow along on the journey. And I have to say that when I'm into someone's story and I'm, you know, if I'm working with somebody as a coach or whatever, if I just like, I want to know the details. And I feel like so many times people just gloss over the details. And so I hope this, I hope you enjoy this. I sometimes judge myself that I'm talking about myself too much. It's like, who really cares about Kenny and I's decision-making process or how we function? But I know that so many of you are going through similar things. So I'm looking forward to getting Harrison into school. I'm looking forward to, to continuing to research down here and you know, to give me some more structure to be able to move things forward in my business, which, quite honestly has just been difficult, even with the fact that I have some support and we have our nanny. Having Harrison at home is challenging. And so for any of you mamas that are in the same boat, I hear you. I get it. It is a lot right now. What I'm going to end with is just kind of a state of affair, I guess you'd say. I think of myself as a very, very optimistic person. I also find that I'm a dreamer, right? I actually enjoy kind of living a little bit like in the clouds. Like I very much can connect with angels and guides and otherworldly aspects and really like enjoy kind of living in that realm. Some of you will get that, some of you won't. And what's interesting is that over the last month or so in talking to some friends and some clients here and there, I've noticed that, one of the stories is like, oh, well, I think we're just going to open in a couple of months, or, we'll open school back up, or, the coronavirus is going to blow over, or I'm really hopeful that like the coronavirus is just going to blow over and things are going to get better. And it's been interesting because I've really felt viscerally whenever I hear somebody say that, I'm shaking my head no. It's like, I don't think that's going to happen. And I had someone say to me when I responded like that, like, I just don't think that's going to happen. She said, well, I'm just really, really optimistic. And I found myself going, oh, am I not optimistic? Am I a pessimist? And I'm like, no, I think what's happening is that it's really hard to look right now. Like to actually like pull the veil up and go, this is not going away anytime soon. And I don't know I am hopeful, yes, that schools will go back. But honestly, at least in certain parts of the country, speaking kind of specifically to LA and where they're at on their numbers and just seeing like the collective consciousness, especially, amongst kind of young people and just like different generations. There's some like older populations where they're just like, I don't really care. I'm going to continue like having these group functions. I'm going to continue like being out and about. Like this virus is like continuing to spread. And the numbers are not getting better anytime soon. Again, this is obviously my personal opinion. But I think it's so hard to kind of really face the reality right now and really look with clear eyes that it's easier to just kind of hope. It's easier to just hope that things are going to get better in 2 months. And this is what the country as a whole has been doing for the last 5 or 6 months. We thought 2 weeks. And then it was like, okay, let's add another 4 weeks. And then it was like, okay, things are going to get better in the summer and numbers are going to go down. And then it's like, okay, numbers aren't great, but like we'll definitely be going back to school. And that's not happening either, at least in our, you know, in our cities right now. And this isn't about it being doomsday, but it is about being willing to look and to feel and to take control, like really take control, and to get your power back and to write your own story and really stop having your reality be at the whim of government mandated policies and, you know, what so-and-so says that you can and can't do. What I forgot to share in the story is that we made the very hard decision to pull out of our private school. This is a school that I researched for 2 years. I literally like went to 15 interviews, like, or 15 tours, and felt so good about sending him to this independent school. And we chose to drop and to pull out, number one, because they're not going to school, and I just did not feel comfortable with him going back to school with the masks and the social distancing and the keeping the, you know, 6 feet apart and having shields. It was just a no. And furthermore, it's like I just don't know if they're even going to go back to school in 2021. I hope they do. And we will reevaluate at that time. And we don't even know where we're going to be, right? It's like, we don't even know what city we're going to be living in. So just to, you know, pay that money, it was just, I could not wrap my head around it. It wasn't even so much about the money. It was like the principle of it. Like, I cannot do this for a kindergartner. Like, this is not happening. So it was a really hard decision. So it was like, we made that decision, you know, made the decision to join the pod, made the decision to not make a decision at this moment about moving, all the while me setting seeds, planting seeds, looking at homes, really in my manifestation process, which I'm going to be talking more and more about. Because this is what I do. This is what I do. I do it for myself. I do it for Kenny. I do it for our family. And I'm in it right now. So my point with this last part of this podcast is to say that I want to empower you to write your own story right now. That means stop thinking that things will just get better without you taking full control. So let's take your power back. Let's get in the driver's seat. And, you know, if you don't know what that means or if you don't know how to do that, that is the work that we do in Align Higher, which I'll be talking about more when I come back from this trip. It is a 6 week boot camp, and it's an intense like inner working of you creating your own reality and designing your new normal and really feeling alive, purposeful, and energized in your days, in your weeks, in your life. For those of you that have been looking at the Mastermind, the Ascension Mastermind, that is a very different program than Align Higher. The Ascension Mastermind is very intimate coaching with myself. It is high-level coaching. It is really for women entrepreneurs wanting to grow their business and to move forward in their money-making skills, in growing their conversions, in challenging themselves to go to their next level in entrepreneurship. So we're starting that next week. It's kind of last call for people that want to start with us. And I'm just happy to connect with you. I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling full of life. I am feeling ready to go back home and rock and roll. And if you're not feeling that way, that is okay. You get to be right where you're at. And if you want to, you know, borrow some of mine, come on board. Come follow me on Instagram. Come join Align Higher the next time we do it. And I look forward. to connecting with you in all ways very soon. All right, my love, take care. Bye-bye.